day. A scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Praise God. I'm Minister Reed. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you with a heart of repentance, asking you to forgive us for our sin. Block out our transgressions and wash away our iniquities. Heavenly Father, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today, God, that we are the body of Christ. And Satan has no power over us, for we overcome evil with good in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, God. We just praise you. We just glorify and magnify your name today. We thank you today that we are overcomers, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that you did not give us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. So we will fear no evil, for you are with us, Lord. Your word and your spirit, they comfort us in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, for our righteousness is of the Lord. But whatever we do will prosper, for we are like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you today that we are delivered from the evils of this present world, which is the will of God for us. In the name of Jesus. No evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. For Lord, you have given your angels charge over us, and they keep us in all our ways. And our pathway is life, and there is no death. Because you say you came to give us life, and life more abundant. We thank you for abundant life today, God. In the name of Jesus. We thank you today, God, that we are doers of the word of God. And we are blessed in our deeds. We are happy in those things which we do, because we are a doer of the word of God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, God. We praise you today. Father God, we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart that the wicked one brings against us today in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, God, that we have been redeemed, because Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Therefore, we forbid any sickness or disease to come up on our bodies. Every disease, germ, and every virus that touches our body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of our bodies function in the perfection to which God created it to function. And we forbid any malfunctions in our bodies in the name of Jesus. You know, we thank you and praise you that we are overcomers, and we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we thank you today our testimony is to help somebody else. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today. We're submitted to God, and the devil flees from us. Father God, you told us we resist the devil, he will flee. So today we resist the devil in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and bind every plan of his. We cancel every contract. We reverse every curse, and we pull down every stronghold. Every plan the enemy got out against us, our immediate family, our extended family, our church family, and families all over the world, we put the blood of Jesus and the hand of the Lord against his plans today. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your word. You say your word is forever settled in heaven. And we just give you all the glory and the praise today in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the great of the for great is the peace and undisturbed composure of our children and our grandchildren and our family members and ourselves today. And we are taught of the Lord. We thank you today, God. We just praise you and glorify and magnify your name today. Thank you today, God, that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of law, from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from poverty. Christ has redeemed us from sickness. And Christ has redeemed us from spiritual death. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you and praise you. For poverty, you gave us wealth. For sickness, you gave us health. And for death, you gave us eternal life. We thank you for eternal life today, God. We thank you and praise you, God. We just glorify and magnify your name today. Father God, we delight ourselves in you so you can give us the desires of our heart. You told us if we delight ourselves in you, you give us the desires of our heart. So we delight ourselves in unto you today. In the name of Jesus. Father God, you told us that we give, you will bless us. You say if we give unto you, that you will bless us coming in and going out. You will, if we sow bountifully, we will reap bountifully. If we sow sparingly, we will reap sparingly. If we give cheerfully, we will reap cheerfully. Father God, and we thank you and praise you. We just glorify and magnify. We thank you that you said if we give according to your word, the nation will call us blessed. You'll cause men to give unto our bosom. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. In good name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that we have no lack in our lives because you told us you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And we thank you and praise you. We thank you today that the Lord is our shepherd and we do not want. You say you will not hold no good thing from us. You say you was made poor that we through poverty might have abundance. We thank you, God. We just praise you. We just glorify and magnify you today, God. We thank you for abundant life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you say you get pleasure out of our prosperity. Oh, God, we ask you to overflow us with prosperity today. You say we have not because we ask not. God, and we thank you today that Abraham blessing our hours. We bless coming in and we bless going out. We blessed in the city, we blessed in the fields, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you today. Father God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of truth. We thank you that the Spirit of truth abides in us and teaches us all things. And he guides us into all truth. Therefore, we confess we have perfect knowledge of every situation and every circumstance that we come up against. For we have the wisdom of God. And we thank you and praise you, God. Father God, you said we want wisdom, ask for it. And we are asking you for wisdom today. And we are thanking you for the wisdom that you have already given us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You told us that wisdom was the principal thing. But we are asking you for wisdom. You say, after all I get an understanding. Father God, we ask you for understanding today. And we trust in you, Lord, with all our heart. And we lean not to our own understanding. In the name of Jesus, in all our ways, we acknowledge you, and we ask you to direct our plans, paths. You told us you'll prepare our way for us even before we get there. You'll make the crooked place straight. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for directing our path today. We thank you, Father God. We just glorify and magnify you. You say you were perfect everything that concerned us. Father God, we can lay all our cares and concerns up on you. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God. You told us let the word dwell in us richly in the name of Jesus. And we told us that if we follow the good shepherd, that you will lead and guide us in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, God, that Jesus has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Therefore, we confess we have the wisdom of God and we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You told us to decree and declare a thing. You say we can have what we say with our mouth. So we are saying it today, God. We are filled with the knowledge of the Lord's will and our wisdom and spiritual understanding. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today, God, that we are new creation in Christ. We are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. We have the mind of Christ. We thank you, God, and the wisdom of God is formed within us in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, God, that we have put off the old man and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of you every day, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Our eyes, the eyes of our understanding are being enlightened. And we are not conformed to this world, but we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. Now mine is renewed by the word of God. Father God, you say, be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. And our minds is renewed by the word of God. We thank you today, God, that we are increasing in the knowledge of God. We are strong and strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. And we thank you today, God. We thank you for your power, Father God. We thank you that we are delivered from the power of darkness. And we are translated into the kingdom of his dear son. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We are born of God, and we have world overcoming faith residing on the inside of us. For greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. We thank you today, God. We can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength. The Lord is the strength of our life in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for your peace, the peace of God which passes all understanding, keeps our heart and our minds through Christ Jesus. And things which are good and pure and perfect and loving of a good report, we think on these things. Father God, you told us in the book of Proverbs, we are so as we think. The more we get our mind renewed and transformed with the word of God, the more we are think like you. In the name of Jesus, we let no corrupt communication proceed out of our mouth, but that which is good to edifying, that it may minister grace to thee here. Father God, let us not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, whereby we are sealed until the day of redemption. In the name of Jesus, we speak the truth of the word of God in love, and we grow up into the Lord Jesus Christ in all things in Jesus' name. No man shall pluck us out of your hand. We are safe and sound in your hands, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we let the peace of God rule and reign in our hearts, and we refuse to worry about anything. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We will not let the word of God depart before from our eyes, for this life to us, for we have found it, and it's health and strength and health to all our flesh. Father God, you say, let the word not depart from our eyes nor our lips. Meditate therein day and night. And we thank you, Father God, that we are meditating in your word day and night. We thank you today that God is on our side. God is in us now. Who can be against us? He has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Therefore, we are partake of his divine nature. We are belong to God. We are children of God. We believe that we are children of God. And we thank you and praise you, Father God. We thank you. You say signs and wonders will follow the believer. And God, we believe what your words say. We thank you today, God. We praise you. We glorify and magnify you. We thank you that you gave us authority to use your name. And that which we bind on earth is bound in heaven. That which we loose on earth is loose in heaven. Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bind principalities, powers, rulers, and the darkness of this world. We bind and cast down spiritual wickedness in high places and render them harmless and ineffective against us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today, God, that we are complete in you, who is ahead of all principalities and power. For we are your workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we shall walk therein. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. I'm Minister Reed. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you with a heart of repentance, asking you to forgive us for our sin. Block out our transgressions and wash away our iniquities. Heavenly Father, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today, God, that we are the body of Christ. And Satan has no power over us. But we overcome evil.
This is Minister Lily B. with One Verse Ministry. Amen. Today, we are talking about what keeps us as Christians from truly listening to God. Amen. My scripture is Proverbs 1:5. And it reads, a wise man will hear and increase in learning, and and a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel. Amen. And the title of my message is The Importance of Listening. Are we truly listening?